This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. Holy Calibrachoa! I can't think of a prettier little annual to add to every container than the Calibrachoa, the little sister of the petunia. The National Garden Bureau has designated 2018 the year of the Calibrachoa. Over the course of the last 20 to 30 years, Calibrachoa came from Brazil to Japan to Europe and America and then into your garden. It's definitely the new kid on the block, and breeders are having a blast creating a multitude of colors. The only place these little darlings aren't going to thrive is in the shade. Calibrachoa requires full sun, at least 6 hours of direct sun each day, more if possible. A well-drained soil, like most potting soils, is fine. Okay, there are two things Calibrachoa doesn't like, shade and clay soil. There's an explosion of collections or series names like Super Bells, Mini Famous, Cabaret, Cali, Million Bells, Cruise, Aloha Kona, Can Can, and more. You have got to visit GardenBite.com to see the latest. The Blue Moon Punch Super Bell is a stunner that's deep purple at its core, blending out to a sweet lavender at its tip. This super producer will trail to 30 inches. I already introduced you to Can Can Bumblebee Pink. With shades of pink and a yellow star center, it looks like a bee. One of my all-time favorite Calibrachoa is called Candy Bouquet. Its bright magenta accents are counterpointed by rich-toned golden yellow stars. It's one of six candy shop varieties created by Westhoff. I have a link to their photo gallery of what would appear to be every color and arrangement of colors you could possibly think of. Cruising the collection of Calibrachoa is like being in a candy store. Take a peek on GardenBite.com. Find GardenBite on Facebook, Twitter, and now Instagram. Send me your comments, questions, and suggestions for future bites. Follow my page and share your gardens. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.